Counselors, Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. Today I want to talk to you guys about a little bit of a different technique around commission, and that's a team-based, pool-based commission. So essentially, we were doing individual commissions for quite a while and thought that it was great, right? I mean, it's basing your pay off of how you perform as an individual. Now, some of the problems that we personally encountered was that we were kind of like a basketball team, right? You've got a tight-knit group, you're passing it around, you're doing the alley-oop. It's just very team-oriented as far as being able to make the shots, which is, for us, helping customers get going, for you guys, making sales and orders. Now also, you know, a company brand and a company customer experience is based on the full experience. And that could be going to this customer sales rep, and then this one maybe, and then coming back. Sometimes you're also doing account-based selling, which may be different than what we're talking about here. But if you're doing a lot more of higher volume of orders, team-based commission may be a good answer to help you guys. Now, at first, this felt weird. Not everybody can perform as good as everybody else. What happens then? What about a ramp-up period? Or what if things just don't work out later and the person ends up leaving? How does that all work? Well, we actually looked at the positives and then figured out the negatives as far as more minute details. Creating a team-based commission actually allowed us to be able to do the alley-oop and be able to care as a full customer base and pick up where other people leave off and easily tackle that. So, you know, if you start talking to a customer, they come in from a different company or an email address or refer someone else, you're still helping that customer move forward. So if sales rep one and sales rep two are interchanging on foot people, and they're able just to pick up on those customers a lot better, and they don't care about, well, this isn't mine, or I'm taking his, and the other person may not get, you know, is funky about that too and feel weird about it, and you're just working as a whole. So whether you're out doing sales and someone is in the office processing those orders, you're at a trade show, you're at a live printing event, you're, you know, just trying to mingle and connect, you're funneling leads in as a whole and as a team and as a company. And so those sales reps share in those commissions. The other thing that we were trying, and we're still kind of early in this process, so I'll have to report a bit more later, but is also doing bonuses based on a goal. So we set a goal that's reachable but isn't, you know, easy to do every single month. And, you know, after that, there's an awesome bonus that comes in for additional customers. So essentially, that helps meet that goal, goes into the pool, and then pays out from there. What it's done is it's created just a lot of an easier, more friendly, kind of weight lifted off the shoulders environment. I don't think this is going to work for everybody. It totally is totally based on your sales environment, but it's something to try. And the last thing that we did is actually kind of create a sort of prenuptial agreement, per se, to say, okay, for the first 2 months, you have to ramp up your funnel. And so the only commission that you're going to make is the commissions that you directly generate. Then after the third, you go to be as part of the pool. Now, if you're performing, we personally said, less than 50% of the median sales that everybody else is doing, then you are only making the commission that you generated as well. So you're not taking from the pool as well. So that gives flexibility if there's a bad month or a slow month for whatever reason too. And I think if that happens, it's part of the owner or the head of sales to go to them and work with them, is figure out what's going on. Are they not happy? Why aren't they clicking anymore? And be able to solve that, or maybe they're not a good fit for the company anymore. Hopefully that's helpful. I'd be curious to see if you guys actually try this or already do it. Leave it in the comments with your experiences. Looking forward to it.